Roswell First Baptist Church has many members that have given many years of service to our community and to their fellow believers. And we want to have you meet one today who has done just that, who has served and supported Roswell First Baptist for many years. And so it's our pleasure to welcome to the Memories series Mrs. Nancy Hurwitz. Nancy, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Doing just fine, and we want to find out about you and your experience, because in talking with you, I learned some things that I thought were very interesting. And the first one is, where are you from originally?
I am a native Atlantan.
I've never met one of those before. No, I'm kidding.
We're a rarity, yes.
Well, that's very true. What part of the area did you grow up in?
I grew up on the south side of Atlanta, and then moved into the North Lake area, and now into Roswell.
Well, that is wonderful to hear. Well, the next question that I would like to know is, how long have you been active at Roswell First Baptist?
I joined Roswell First Baptist in August of 2002.
So you've been here about 16, 17 years is what it amounts to.
That's right.
And I'm sure that been lots of things you've done over that period of time. Tell me what has been of most interest to you at Roswell First Baptist.
Well, first I'd like to mention my Sunday school class. I think that that has been the most influence upon my life and the most help to me.
And what class is that, Nancy?
That is the Faithful Friends class.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. And do you ever get involved in teaching or anything?
Oh, no. Not a teacher. I'm a listener. Okay.
Most of us fall in the category of listening and not teaching. So you're doing it. You're doing it just right.
Okay.
Nancy, tell us a little bit about your past history. Where did you grow up, and in what church and so forth?
All right. I was baptized when I was 10 years old at Capitol View Baptist Church. We had lived there in Capitol View, and I was a member there for a long time. In fact, and then I joined Briar Lake Baptist Church and was there for a number of years before we moved to Roswell, and I came to Roswell First Baptist.
Well, now, tell us a little bit about your experience as a Christian. How has Christ fit into your life, and how has that been an influence for you, Nancy?
Well, we all have past histories that we do talk about and not talk about, but I think that this has let me grow, being here at First Baptist Roswell. It's let me grow into being a better person, a servant to God, and a helpmate to my friends.
That sounds very, very good to me. Now, let's see what some of the activities. I know that you're a very active member here. What are some of the things that you've done over the years that has meant a lot to you, Nancy?
All right. Well, I was on our church flower committee for 10 years. Enjoyed that very much, but it was a chance to get off of it and give some other people an opportunity to have that meaningful service to the church. I have been social chairman of my Sunday school class, the Faithful Friends, for a number of years, and so enjoy that, getting us together for parties and luncheons and just eating out and the fellowship that we have there. I am now very active in our SALT committee, which we go for seniors and to help them move along and to be involved in things here in the church.
Well, tell me what kind of a challenge you would like to issue to those that are listening today that are members of the church who maybe are not very active. What have you found to be a benefit, an asset of being active and participating in all these programs? How would you answer that?
Well, I think you have to first feel comfortable in where you are. And there again, my comfort level came with the Sunday school class, and from there I was able to branch out. And as you get on different committees within the church, you meet a lot of different people, not just your Sunday school members. And that is what is such a blessing, to be able to know people all over the church and know them by name, and also to let them know you by name.
And you seem to be very good at that. to me, Nancy.
Well, thank you. I try because I feel like I have, this is the core of what I do. Everything revolves around my church activities.
Let's talk about your family for just a minute. Do you have children? And tell us about Mr. Hurwitz.
All right. Well, let's start with Mr. Hurwitz. Mr. Hurwitz passed away 19 years ago. He had a kidney problem and a heart problem. He passed away when he was 69 years old. We would have been married 25 years and a few months when he passed away. He was a wonderful man. We married, and my son, John, was 10 years old. He loved John and was very helpful in raising him. And when we got married, I told him, I said, look, I'm a package deal. My son, my mother, and me. And he, being the kind of man he was, he said, that's not a problem. So we all lived together. And my husband passed away. A year later, my mom passed away. But I had my son, John Weiss. He is now 56 years old. My goodness, he's old. And he is married to Lisa, and they have had one child, the light of my life, John Brandon, who is 18 years old and is an active member in the church also.
Now, you said he had just gone off to college. Where did he go?
Yes. Well, grandmother let him get away to Georgia Southern, and he's doing fine. He loves it. He loves his roommate. He loves his teachers. He is just in heaven, as he says. And we text almost every day. Maybe we'll skip one day, but he's doing great, and I don't think he misses us at all.
I'll bet he does. You just don't think he does,
right.
But I'll bet he does, no question. I have a granddaughter that just left to Baylor University several weeks ago, so I know what that's like, and I know what it's all about. Well, Nancy, you bring an enthusiasm to what you say and what you do and so forth. Just for a minute, try to describe for yourself how you feel about being a part of this church and how do you feel about being a believer in Jesus Christ. Where does that fit in?
Well, I am so thankful that I have found this church and have found my place in this church. As I said, it has been the core of my life, of what I do. My friends are all in this church. And I really have felt that it has turned my life around quite a bit. I will testify to you that when my husband died, when my mother died, I was kind of angry at God. And I think that's part of the grieving process, because he took them. They were with me and left me all alone. So I had a real difficult time in conforming to, I could do it, but I had to have God's help to do it.
Well, you just strike me as a person who feels a very strong blessing from the Lord right now. Can I say that safely?
You certainly can.
Very good. Nancy Hurwitz, Roswell First Baptist Church member, and we have more memories of witness and service and fellowship like we've just heard. So come back and hear them, and you'll be encouraged to share your faith and love for Christ and dedication to the body of Christ. God bless.